It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. So podcasts, of course, have been exploding around the U.S. And with that explosion, people are finding all kinds of niche topics to talk about. Our next guests have a podcast called Erasable, and it's all about pencils. Yep, wooden pencils. In this day and age of mobile digital offices and everybody living in the cloud, these guys talk pencils in all their glory. One of the co-hosts, Johnny Gamber, lives here in Baltimore. He joins me in the studio. Johnny has a PhD in philosophy and used to work in faculty development and higher education. Another host, Andy Welfley, who is a content strategist at Facebook, joins us on the phone from San Francisco. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
Tom.
We should mention that there's a third host of Erasable. That's Tim Wassum. He's currently teaching third grade, so he's working for a living and can't join us. But we appreciate you guys being in here. So, Andy, let me start with you out in San Fran. You've been associated with a website called Wood Clinch. There's another one called Pencil Revolution that you guys have. What is the deal with pencils? What is the lure of wooden pencils?
I mean, first of all, it's just a much nicer tactile writing experience than, you know, a lot of just a lot of other things out there. You know, you feel a little bit more connected to your words when you're writing them. With wooden pencils, you get to sharpen them, so you actually, like, you know, have to spend a little time to kind of prepare yourself. And I feel like you can really think about your words a little bit better. And also, it's like a fountain pen, right? It's kind of a fun anachronism. It's something, just an object of curiosity, but it's something that's still out there in the world. So there's plenty to say about a pencil.
Is there, in fact, Johnny Gamber, plenty to say about a pencil? I mean, you guys have a whole podcast. So what sorts of things do you cover in the world of pencil?
Well, recently we've covered sharpeners. We did a 3 or 4 episode series on notebooks, which was, you know, a giant rabbit hole. There's a pencil store in New York owned by a young lady named Caroline Weaver, who we've had on twice. We talked about.
And in her store, does she sell mechanical pencils?
No.
Only wooden pencils.
Wooden pencils
and entire
store. Yeah. It's small. But
yeah.
It's very, very well
done.
And we've had David Reese on of the Going Deep with David Reese fame. He wrote a book on pencil sharpening. We've covered pencil sharpeners, the history of pencils. We actually have Thoreau coming on as a guest, possibly next
Thoreau?
Episode.
Yeah. This is like in Henry David Thoreau?
Henry David Thoreau.
He's bringing him back
Thoreau.
To the bed.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, very
yeah,
good.
He actually was a revolutionary pencil manufacturer.
I had no idea. So now, for example, here's a little clip from the podcast concerning a very famous writer, John Steinbeck.
He wrote a letter on March 22nd where he says, "And now, Pat, I'm going into the fourth chapter. You know, I just looked up and saw how differently my handwriting is from day to day. I think I'm writing much faster today than I did yesterday. This gives a sharpness to the letter. And also, I have found a new kind of pencil, the best I've ever had. Of course, it costs 3 times as much. As much too, but it is black and soft and doesn't break off. I think I will always use these. They are called Black Wings, and they really glide over the paper. And brother, they have some gliding to do before I'm finished."
There you go. John Steinbeck talking about his pencils. Where does one dig up a quote from John Steinbeck on his pencils, Johnny?
Tim's a serious Steinbeck aficionado. He's collected Steinbeck's 3 favorite pencils, and he has a little shrine at home with I think it's Topps. They made some trading cards for writers, so he's got a little shrine at home. So I'm not sure where he found it, but if there's something Steinbeck related, he could probably get it.
That's pretty impressive, Tim. So now I'm interested in this notion that, you know, the tactile feel of the wooden pencil affects what you write, how you write, and your process of writing. You work at Facebook, for gosh sakes. I mean, are you allowed to use a pencil inside the walls of Facebook?
Well, I have to sneak them in, but okay, no. It's really good for, you know, list making, or if I'm trying to write something that's short but has to be very thoughtful. It just kind of, I think it kind of slows you down a little bit. I do a lot of writing on the, you know, with a keyboard, which is really great for stream of consciousness and just getting things down on paper. But when you want to really, like, polish and kind of slow down, or if you just want to make a list, I use a pencil for that. It's kind of an object of curiosity around there, but.
So for I bet it is.
More,
the biggest high-tech company, one of the biggest high-tech companies in the world, I can imagine, yeah.
There's a lot of people who really, like, also are interested in pencils around there. So I've been proselytizing.
Knowing about pencils the way you guys do, is it kind of like sommeliers? I mean, Johnny, if somebody handed you a pencil where the number was, you know, somehow obscured, you know, was blurred out or something, you know, could you tell if it's a one, a two, or a three or something? Is it like wine? People know certain wines in certain areas of the world?
Probably not, because there's no standard grade. Like, the whole number two thing is a total myth. Like, companies have different definitions of number two, and then even their models have different number twos. So if it was a pencil that I'd had, maybe I could tell, but if it was a blank pencil, probably not.
So there is no industry standard.
If anybody can, they can.
Oh. No, and my wife's a principal, and they were doing the PSETs recently, and they had to get number twos. I'm like, there is no number two pencils. You can buy test scoring pencils that work much better, but of course they're really expensive.
Test scoring pencils. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a specific grade that's just made for tests to be read on the readers, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, they're really
But that's
really
not a number two.
Yep.
So that's a myth. All right, well, myth number one completely blown up. Now, I noticed on your website that, Johnny, for example, you recommend as your top five pencils, number one, General's Pencil Company Cedar Point. But then, Andy, on your top five, you're going with the Palomino Golden Bear. Now, what kind of tension has this caused between you guys? Have you ever sat this down, you know, with the counselor and worked it out?
We didn't speak for months.
Yeah. We almost didn't get a podcast going.
No, I think it's and those lists change every week, I think. It's just kind of what we have on hand. Those are both like really great, you know, US-made pencils. I think a lot of it is just a matter of like aesthetics and also just performance.
All right, so aesthetics and performance. What else, Johnny Gamber, then makes a great pencil? What's the difference between a great pencil and a mediocre pencil?
The wood. They used to be made of eastern cedar until that became really rare, and they're made of incense cedar now. Incense cedar sharpens really well and has a straight grain, and that's the smell that we're all used to.
Smell.
Yeah. All right,
so it's a tactile thing, it's a smell thing, it's a color thing. Like, for example, Andy, you recommended when one gets the Palomino Golden Bear to go with the blue.
It's gorgeous. With a bright orange eraser on the end of it, it's definitely a full body experience.
Dare I ask, how many subscribers do you have to your podcast?
We don't have an exact number of an exact idea of the number, but we have probably about 3,500 to 4,000 downloads every couple of weeks.
So there is this big community of people who follow the world of pencils.
Yeah, we have a Facebook group that's reached, I think, 700 members, where people literally talk about pencils all day. Look, without us, we'll kind of pop in every once in a while and just see it, but it just kind of goes on.
All right. Well, I'm glad to see that the community of penciledom is good. And Johnny, you're wearing a T-shirt that says pencil is forever. And I notice on your website your bumper stickers for Erasable are sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's clearly a lot of interest. Right? Well, Andy, I appreciate you getting up so early this morning. And Johnny, thank you both for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Johnny Gamber lives here in Baltimore. He co-hosts the Erasable podcast. Andy Wellfleet is another co-host. He's joined us on the phone from San Francisco. We've got a link to the podcast, Erasable, at wipr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up Wednesday morning on Maryland Morning, grassroots efforts to improve Black women's health, to grand dames of Baltimore jewelry, and celebrating a Nepalese holiday. Hope you can join us. Until then, for Nathan Sterner and the Maryland Morning team, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.